Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned. In my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Come to the song, come to the dance, bring all you are, bring all you be, and come with your voice. Come with your heart, come and journey with me. Come and journey with me. Come, let the sun fill up your eyes. Take the time to look around. Just love and walk with each other. Come and journey with me. Come and journey with me.
Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust. Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust. Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful. You are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead, long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me. I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you. Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will. For you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust. A reading from the book of 1 Peter. Stay sober and alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, solid in your faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nation and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray for all animals that are abused and neglected, that through the intercessions of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all distress and from harm. Let us pray for Sister Bug, Sister Victoria. She has suffered a massive stroke, and she may not recover completely. May God grant mercy and peace for a full recovery. Let us pray for Miss Kitty, Bishop Saccone's mother, who's seriously ill and in the hospital. Reverend Dustin Cox would like to pray for Carl Johnson's aunt, cousin. Please pray for J.D. and Dustin as they prepare to face some legal matters in Hopkins County. Please pray for a watchful eye and hand over their dog, Daisy. Please pray for the Soul Clinic and its continued growth. Please pray for Anna Lindsay, that she gets the vital records she needs to find gainful employment. Pray for Justin as he will start his annual CEU training. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us the strength we need to minister to all who need to hear the positive messages of Christ. Continue to pray for Deacon Nicholas. Pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. We do continue to pray for Bishop Long, that all the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. Pray for the homeless. Pray for all children and their parents and guardians that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and the dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them, that they may be ready to meet Jesus. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. Let us continue to pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. Let us pray that the Order of St. Benedict, Immaculate Mary, prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas Therese and Nicholas, our priest, Father Dennis, and my unworthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, and all who may be contemplating joining the order. That God continue to lead us in the right direction, toward the seamless connection between the order and the goal of his church. We also pray for the storm victims. There's another hurricane now. We pray for the safety of those involved. We pray for those who go down to the relief efforts in Texas and in Florida, South Carolina, all the coastal regions that are affected, that they may have strength and endurance to persevere. At this time, let us call to mind the prayers that we have within the depths of our hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again. In our time of need, that you hear our fervent prayers. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all the prayers in which we have spoken, and those in which we hold within the silent depths of our heart. The prayers of the church and those of the entire world. For these prayers, the church, both humbly and fervently prays. Let us pray. Lord, fill this night with your radiance. May we sleep in peace and rise with joy to welcome the light of a new day in your name. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. My brothers and sisters, may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.